From 1999 to 2016, more than 12,000 North Carolinians died from opioid-related overdoses. North Carolina Health and Human Services says the epidemic is devastating families and communities. Last year, Governor Roy Cooper signed the STOP Act into law. It puts limits on opioid prescriptions. But as the crisis deepens, it has impacted people who take their medications responsibly. As Jason DeBruin reports, some say they are viewed skeptically by medical professionals.
Steve Pollard lives in rural North Carolina near Pinehurst. To get to his house, you first have to make several turns off 501. Then you have to drive a quarter mile down a private dirt road with lots of undulations. He waves you in from his front porch. He's a dog lover and currently has two, including one that was formerly in the military.
All you gotta do is just go, all right, load up now.
About 5 years ago, Pollard hurt his back while on the job for a NASCAR team. He had surgery and he was let go. Now he works in IT for the world's famous golf resort, but pain medication is still a big part of his life.
And this is where I keep everything.
He opened a large bag with pills of all shapes, colors, and sizes.
But yeah, I keep everything in here, and then over here in the cabinet, I keep the industrial-sized bottle of Tylenol and aspirin and ibuprofen and another form of pain medicine, over-the-counter stuff.
Pollard says he takes his medication responsibly, but when he goes to see a pain specialist, he is made to feel like a criminal, like all he wants are more pills to abuse.
They treat you like you're a lesser class citizen. Everybody that walks through the door is not there for pain management. They are there to seek narcotics. That's the way they feel. That's the way they treat you.
Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, of course, but it really sounds like you feel like a good number of these pain doctors are nothing more than pill pushers.
Oh, it's not that. It's not a feeling, and it's not words that you're putting in my mouth. I absolutely say that exactly what that is.
Public awareness about the opioid crisis has improved. More is understood about the role that prescribers and drug companies played in bringing the nation into crisis. In North Carolina, the STOP Act stands for the Strengthen Opioid Misuse Prevention Act. The goal is to decrease opioid misuse. The law targets end users, but also targets doctors and pharmacies. Dr. Kimberly Sanders is a clinical assistant professor at the UNC Eshelman School of Pharmacy. She says the STOP Act improved the use of a tracking system used to see who writes and who fills prescriptions.
So it allows us to track and see, okay, wait a minute, you know, there might be four prescribers dispensing for a patient, and we don't necessarily know if they've all communicated with each other about what they're prescribing. So it kind of allows us to see from a broader sense in a database that information.
The detailed info isn't available to the public, but licensure boards can mine the data.
Especially if they've had some red flags or required disciplinary action against some prescribers, they can use the system to double check certain prescribers or see if there are certain providers who are over prescribing certain opioid-like substances, or at least check the validity and appropriateness of their prescribing.
Reversing the opioid crisis will take more than just one legislative act, of course. It will take combined efforts from families, communities, and healthcare providers. It will take a deeper understanding of mental and behavioral health. But when used properly, a prescription tracking tool can provide valuable information in that process. If done right, a system will help people like Steve Pollard manage their pain. And on the other end, it will help put a dent in opioid abuse. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.